It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so this morning, I'm thinking about what it really means to love thy neighbor, but beyond the traditional physical boundaries of a neighbor, if you will. And, I had this thought for two reasons. One, I think, there are some real issues going on around this world. And, certainly as a resident of Chicago, there's some real issues going on right here in my backyard. And then, of course, we look around the world as well. And I think we can have good conversations at the Thanksgiving dinner table. But what is required to prompt us into action to be able to demonstrate a fearless love that is necessary and that penetrates through to the person who may not look like us, may not share our values, but our love is reaching out to them. And I had this thought as I was reading in the journal about Pope Francis's visit to Africa. I'm not Catholic, but I tell you this Pope will get my attention every time because he's taking his love to some of the darkest places in the world that need it most. That's where he's trying to spread the gospel. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient. It's not easy. And I'm sure even though he's the Pope, it doesn't come without some trepidation or fear, but he pushes through it. And I have to ask myself the question here in Chicago, what am I doing more to bring love to some of the darker areas of our own city beyond just the talk? How am I walking the walk? And so I think he embodies the scripture, Joshua 1:9, which is the scripture today. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.